Blog Talk Radio.
Caution. The tea is hot. Blow it off first, okay? Dishing tea with Big Meech.
Hello, hello, hello. It's another glorious day, my tea sippers, and you know what time it is. I hope you have all of your comforts together because it's time to dish the tea. And you're dishing tea, darlings. With Big Meech. Darling.
Baby, my
And hello, 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 hello out there in Blog Talk Radio Land here in the glorious United States of America and across the globe. Hello to all of my children over there in Germany and Italy and the Caribbean islands, and to everyone who is in the sound of my voice. It's another glorious day, my darlings. It's Tuesday, And you know what time it is, my babies. I know you have all your crumpets together because it's time to dish tea, and you're dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meat. Oh, sweetheart, sweetheart, sweetheart. Oh, I've missed you these last couple of weeks. Let me say that now that I'm back on the line, let me apologize to you on behalf of Blog Talk Radio because we had some technical difficulties and we were not able to log into the system, and it was a whole complete meltdown up in here. So we've had to cancel and postpone shows and et cetera, et cetera. So for all of you, honey, all this week, today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, child, we got to play catch-up. So, honey, today and tomorrow and Thursday and Friday, honey, we will be broadcasting live right here at 1 o'clock. So, honey, just tell all of your friends and et cetera's, okay? If you cannot join me live, you do know all of these will be placed in the archives as always. However, let me say this because, again, we do have changes here with Blog Talk Radio Network. They are now formulating themselves so that we can be competitive with iTunes, or at least so that our podcasts can be can stream on the iTunes network, okay, or however they want to term that. And most of us who give our own shows a rating of a PG-13 or stronger, if you were to go to our pages, you would see that it says that we have zero shows or zero episodes waiting. However, what you have to do is go to the RSS stream. If you go to the show page, you will see in the corner, you see all these little icons across the bottom in the corner, and the last one, I think it's a gold icon or orange or whatever that last one is, that's what you would press, and it would give you a listing of all of our previous shows, okay? Or just go to blogtalkradio.com/dishing-t.rss. And that would take you right to the listing of everything that we have in the archives. I know it's work. Yes, they're making my ass work too, and I'm pissed off about it. However, at this particular time, until they've come up with a better system, this is what we got to work with. So everything is always in the archive. So today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, we will be here. And also next Tuesday, we have a program next Tuesday as well. So, yes, honey, we will be giving it to you the way it's given to us, honey, fabulously and fierce, never shady or cynical. Okay? So that there is that. If you're tuning in right now and wish to call in and want to talk to our guest later on, the telephone number to dial is 347-205-9183. That's 347-205-9183. Press the number one. Just press it one time. You'll hear the little voice say, "You're in the host queue." Once you hear that lets you know that, okay, I've been notated that you're here, and that I will bring you in at the appropriate time, okay? And I know sometimes you feel as though I'll keep you on hold for a long time or whatever, but I want to make sure that the guest is accommodated, and then when we're ready to bring you in and carrying on, I will bring you in, okay? So just be patient with me. I do see you and carrying on. Now, if you start blinking, you know, press the one and keep pressing the one and keep pressing the one and keep pressing the one because you don't know what you want to do, if you want to talk or didn't think you was going to do whatever, yeah, I'm going to get you, because then I'm going to end up bringing you in. And if you have nothing to say, I will hang you up. Ha, yes, yes, yes. Okay? So let me say this right here. Dishing Tea with Big Meat is for mature audiences, and the language and or subject matters that you hear on this program are not intended for children or anyone who is not mature and or responsible enough to handle the situations at hand. So your listening discretion is advised. I will repeat. Dishing Tea with Big Meeches for mature audiences, and the language and or subject matters that you hear on this program are not intended for children or anyone who is not mature and or responsible enough to handle the situation at hand. So your listening discretion is advised. For those of you who are new to Blog Talk Radio and Dishing Tea with Big Meech, honey, please know I have a potty mouth. I make no excuses for it. You guys know I'm still in birthday mode. Yes, I am. Okay. So all of the rest of this month, up until April 2nd, we are in my birthday season. So having just been a fresh 45-year-old, honey, I have earned the right to every 3, 4, 5, 6, 17, 52, 179 letter and or syllable word that comes out of my mouth. You understand? So if you can't handle it, honey, don't, okay? And that there is that, because none of you bitches will see me or come up to me at whether I'm at on the MARTA train, honey, if I'm at the Dollar Tree, Dollar Store, Kroger, Saks, wherever I am, none of you will come up to me and try to blame me for your indiscretions. Oh, I got demerits. Oh, I got this. Honey, right now I'm telling you, now is the time for you to govern yourself accordingly. If you're at work, now put your headphones on and or turn your volume down to a respectful level. At home and you have children, honey, put them in that other room where the other flat screen is and let them watch Dora or SpongeBob or Bert and Ernie or Barney or someone, because now is the time for the grown and sexy to become the seasoned and sophisticated. Yes, my darlings, yes, okay? If you're listening by computer, the tea room is open. And again, oh, y'all know we're in this day and age, honey, technology is everything, typing and writing and all of that. So when you're coming over here to the tea room, please dish your tea over here responsibly. Remember, it's okay to disagree. Just don't be disagreeable, because if I come in and find that you're cutting up, baby, I'm going to cut you out. Yes, I am. Okay, so, yeah, please know that. Please know, please know, please know. Okay, that, yeah, okay. It's a new day, new dawning. And, yeah, we're not going to put up with all this kind of crazy foolishness and things of that nature, okay? So, again, the number to call is 347-205-9183. That's 347-205-9183. Special announcements for you so we can get this on out of the way. You do know that No Time for the Pain is coming to Atlanta. We're going to open here in Atlanta. My play is opening here October 23rd. We're going October 23rd, 24th, and 30th. We have four shows planned here at the South Fulton Arts Center, and that's located over here in Fulton County. We're going to give you more information as that comes along and we get closer to opening. However, in the meantime, we got to put 20,000 in the kitty, people, and I need your help. I can really use your love and your support in this, and you can start, honey. We have raffle tickets. Our raffle is going to be live on the air here May 6th. 2015. $1 could win you $200, okay? That there is the thing. $1 could win you $200. Now, did you like those odds? I do. Okay? So please go to the website at dishingtea.com. That's www.dishingtea.com for more information on how you can purchase your raffle tickets. If you are not in a place where you can get a physical ticket, we do have virtual tickets available where you can sit down and buy however many you want to buy through the PayPal account, and however many at $1 a piece, we'll put that, however many you buy, we'll put your name in the pot that many times. So if you buy five tickets, that's five times your name go in the pot, and that would be that. So we will make sure that you have a virtual ticket and you too can participate in the drawing. Okay, so the first prize is $200. We do have a second and third prize available. We have an artistic gift from one of our artists that works with us, and Pharaoh's Treasure Box. So we do have some type of piece of artwork that we're going to give you. I can't say what it is because he wants it to be a surprise. And then the third prize will be a mystery gift as well. So $1 can get you $200 or a piece of artistic work or a mystery gift. So $1 it is at www.dishingtea.com. Also there you will find we have No Time for the Pain merchandise. We have beautiful T-shirts. We have coffee or tea mugs, if you will. We have 11x17 prints of the artwork of our logo, and also 6x8 ceramic plaques that you can purchase. Each are $20. $20 donation. The sizes of the T-shirts are ranging from small to size 4X. And one side is $20. We do have a double-sided print T-shirt, and those are $30. If you need a sizes larger than 4X, then the costs are $30 and $40 for you, okay? And because there is a $5 shipping and handling. So it's $25, so we'll just call it $25 added with the shipping, and then $25 and $35 for the double-sided, and then there'll be $35 and $45 for the larger sizes over 4X, okay? So, again, you can find all that information out at www.dishingtea.com, okay? We are now approximately, 15 days away from Big Boy Pride that's going down in Orlando, Florida. You guys know, honey, I've been trying to get there for the last 5 years. This is the 5th anniversary, and I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be real to me until after I get on the plane and we touch down in Orlando. Okay. But right now, for more information, go to bigboypride.com. I do believe that all of the early registrations are now closed. So if you're trying to get down there now, you will have to pay the late registration fee, which is kind of stiff. Okay. And please know that the Parliament House, which is the host venue, is sold out, so your accommodations will be off the property. But you can find all that out at www.bigboypride.com, okay? So, let's see. Having said all that, I think I have all of my special announcements and all of that out of the way. When we come back, I'm going to take a break here because, you know, I have to have my libation after this. And let my sponsor say a couple of things. But when we come back, my darling, I titled today's show, Sometimes the Holidays Can Be Full of Sin. Cynthia Holiday, that is. My guest today, honey, she's a jazz vocalist, and you just heard some of her music coming in. We're going to get down and dirty with Cynthia Holiday when we return, honey. And I can't wait to sit down and talk with this woman because she had already tickled my fancy, and I'm ready to get into this. So let me have my sponsor say a couple of things, and then when we come back, it is all about the jazz, baby, all about the jazz. This sister with this wonderful, wonderful little old voice of hers and the way how she put a spin on everything, honey. I'll be back in 2 or 2. Stay back there.
Double Exposure Media Relations is a full-service public relations, marketing, and artist development firm specializing in urban culture and lifestyle. Spearheaded by the Henry Hingers of hip-hop, Mr. Angelo Ellerby, Double Exposure serves to educate its clients about the dollars and cents of the music industry. For more information about Double Exposure Media Relations, call 201-224-6510. 201-224-6510. Double Exposure Media Relations.
Dishing Tea Entertainment, deliciously exposing your palate to a cornucopia of rainbow-colored dreams and a black-and-white reality, while cultivating the masses through a delicate blend of stage, screen, television, radio, print, and social media initiatives. For more information about Dishing Tea Entertainment, call Big Meech at 404-914-5610 or visit www.dishingtea.com.
If you are looking for irresistible, breathtaking art, you've come to the right place. At Sherwood Forest Art, we carry a large selection of paintings, masks, figurines, and sculptures of both modern, abstract, and representational styles. To see all of our art treasures, visit our showroom today at 19500 Livernois Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. For more information, call 313-340-0411. Sherwood Forest Art, where art talks to us in a language of its own.
Hanging out at the club with the girl.
Thank you, and thank you, too. Okay. Hi, hello. If you are just joining us, my darlings, thank you for your love, your time, and your support, my darling. You're Dishing Tea with Big Meat. And, honey, if you're just tuning in and want to come in on the conversation, please feel free to dial 347-205-9183. Now, child, this is going to be a lovely old special old hot pot, a holiday tea. to be more specific, in this special edition show, we're going to bring to you the stylings of a jazz artist who takes a practical approach to the genre of music that still resonates in our hearts, minds, and spirit. But she puts us in the mood for a holiday each and every time she grabs the mic. Miss Cynthia Holliday will be dishing tea with Big Meech today, and we're going to get right down into what makes her tick in this business we call show. We will find out how she has carved her own niche into the fabric of this classic musical styling and how she moves and grooves throughout life while maintaining her dignity and self-respect in a world that could be so cutthroat. So make sure you got all your crumpets together, baby, because this hot pot of tea is going to be piping and good. So without any further ado, let me introduce to some and present to others the wonderful stylings of Miss Cynthia Holliday. Hello there, my sister. How are you?
Well, hello there, Big Meech. I'm doing just fine. I'm just smiling. You have certainly brightened up my day listening to you.
Well, thank you, baby. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh, sweetie, well, you know what? Here is the thing, because, see, you know, we talk about jazz and blues and carried on, honey. See, I'm one who entered that little swing. See, if there's anything about I'm a swinging kind of cat, baby. And see, the last two songs that I just played of yours, honey, just got me. I'm sitting up here, all of my right side, honey, is just sitting up here just going, because it's all in my shoulders. You know. It's in my shoulders, baby. And I'm sitting up here, and I'm acting as if I was sitting in the show with you, because, you know, I like them kind of songs where you're talking to us, and I'm hollering back at you. But, girl, do you understand me, girls? Girl, yeah, honey, I'm right there with you, baby. Come on and do this thing.
It's called grown folks music.
See there, grown folk music, baby.
Grown folk music, you know. Once you've lived a little bit of life, then you understand what it means to sing jazz and blues, and not just sing a song, but really tell a story.
Because you
explain your experience.
Exactly. So let's go here, because what I want to do is I want to infuse the audience with everything Holliday. I want you, because they know Jennifer, they know Billy, honey, but I want them to know Cynthia. So let's go into the essence of Cynthia. And let's start at the humble beginnings, girl. Let's talk about you and where you come from, and introduce the folks to you.
Well, I'm originally from North New Jersey. I grew up in a house of music and jazz. My father was a trumpet player, and he was also the leader of the band.
Oh.
So therefore, every weekend, pretty much every week of my life, there was some kind of live music going on in my house with rehearsals and so forth. My mother went to Zion Hill Baptist Church and Metropolitan Baptist Church in Newark, and she sang at weddings. And so there was no way in the world I could not grow up loving music, and eventually began singing jazz because I love my dad so much, and I just love the music.
All right. Now, you know, that's very interesting. Because oftentimes when we hear music, most folks gravitate to, you know, the R&B or whatever the popular music was at the time. What was it about jazz and things that stuck to you and spoke to your soul?
Well, no, even though I appreciated jazz, you know, I would sing with my mother's LPs. I would sing Sarah tunes and all of the greats, but still in all, I was a kid growing up, and I loved R&B, always did, still do. In fact, the first group that I sang with was called Kiss and Tell, and it was an R&B group. I was able to study and mature. I just gravitated toward jazz because for me, there's just so much more that you can do with it, you know, improvising and learning and singing blues in a way that tells a story of what I've lived or what I've seen.
Okay.
But I still love R&B. I mean, I love Mary J. She's my favorite R&B singer.
Oh, get out of here.
And a few other ones out here. But the jazz and blues, that's where my heart really lies.
Okay. So now, here's something that I found to be very interesting as I was doing my research on you, and that is that you are a classically trained dancer, and that you were teaching dance, and that was a part of your lifestyle at one point, and then when you decided to not necessarily walk away from it, but more so bring something else to the forefront, it became your music. What was that transition for you, and how did you navigate your way through that particular change of expression?
Well, I love dance. I always loved to dance. I studied with the Garden State Ballet Company, and I danced with Morris Donaldson, Modern Jazz Company. And that went on, and I taught as well. And then it was time for me to go to college and had to make a decision at that point, and that pretty much stopped dancing other than occasionally for fun. But basically it was time for me to go to school, which is what I did. Graduated from Montclair State College, got a job, worked forever, and then all of a sudden I said, I cannot give my life to corporate America. I cannot work or live, you know, just for the dollar. I have to do something that speaks to me, something that's a passion within me. And I had been playing around with singing for quite some time. I went to my dad and told him I wanted to sing. He was shocked because he never knew I wanted to sing. And when he took me to one of his trusted musicians, Duke Anderson, I began to take both vocal classes. And that's how he made the transition. Dancing on stage gave me the love of performing in front of an audience. It helped to build my confidence.
I don't know if anybody
else hears it, but I've got immediate feedback. I'm hearing everything I'm saying, so excuse me if I'm sounding a little crazy, but because I hear myself.
No, I hear myself too, and it's probably within the system. It's probably within our lines, but I'm hoping this doesn't translate onto the system. It usually doesn't, but we're gonna press forth it because I'm gonna tell you like I know. Every time that I have something great to say, something tries to come in to block what needs to be said. And we're going to press forward anyway because I'm telling you like this, child, you're moving me because your spirit is so genuine right now. And in that space, I just felt all of that, how, you know, the whole idea of dance and how you just explained how it just gave you the confidence to be in front of people and to say, okay, I can command the stage and, you know, I can give you what it is that I want to render here. And, you know, through trial and error, you know, of understanding how to command the stage and how to take a stage, how to have stage presence and carrying on, you know, that there built up everything you did. So when you come out here to do a finger snap in the groove, like we were just talking about, and you're talking to, do you understand me, girls? Okay. You know.
Exactly.
I'm feeling all that in my shoulders, girl. I keep telling you, see, my shoulders, when my shoulders start hunting, honey, okay, I'm moving.
All right. Sounds good to me.
So now let me go. Let's take this journey on because, you know, the first thing that I wanted, and I'm jumping ahead of myself, but because we're right here, I just keep seeing you wanting to play with the dance and singing at the same time. Choreographing a show around that. Has that been something that you did in your earlier stage shows, or when you decided to come into singing, you just said, I'm just going to concentrate and focus on the singing and just put the dance on the back burner?
Well, I never really thought consciously to merge the two, because once I began to study voice and singing, you know, it was enough for me to get up on stage and try to sing the song right and in tune and remember the lyrics and all of the other things. So I was, you know, beginning in a totally new genre, with which requires more than just a good voice. One of my coaches who is most memorable to me was Rita DaCosta Turrentine, Stanley Turrentine.
I know the name.
Right. Yes, Stanley Turrentine, yes. And she taught me how to be on stage, even without the first note, how to walk on stage, how to dress, what to do with my hands. I remember talking to her and saying, Rita, I know this song, but I don't know what to do with my body. Here I am, a singer. But still in all, there's quite a difference in terms of remembering your dance steps or your choreography when singing. Now I have learned a song, I've got the lyrics. Now there's a whole body and a whole expression that doesn't come automatically. Rita was more of a an artist development kind of person. You know, and she was invaluable to me, because that's something, some people can sing well, but they are not entertaining.
That's right. You know? Oh, God, don't we know it?
Yes. And so it that is something that I didn't know about in the beginning, but now through experience, I've learned that what I learned from Rita DaCosta Turrentine was invaluable to me now as a mature artist, and understanding and also getting great pleasure from seeing smiles from people in the audience, not just because they like the voice, but because I'm working hard to communicate with them, and that communication is through my body. You know, so I am, while I'm not choreographing, I'm looking at my audience, I'm sending out vibrations, I'm using my arms in a way that invites them to, you know, to clap or to just be involved. We're all
involved,
including the musicians who are standing behind me, which is another source of energy that I'm communicating to them.
Exactly, exactly. Now, see, let's go right there, because, see, you're going to take me right there. As a woman in this business, you know, and you had to, you know, you have to be, you know, this is the Cynthia Holliday Show, and you know, you have your band, and trying to go through to create the band and select the band and this, that, and the other. Did you have a musical director to do that for you, or were you in a part of each integral part of that, so that the vision of what it is, of the message of your music, goes forth? How was that for you?
I do have a music director that I've been working with for years, that I actually met, was introduced to from my father. He used to play with my father back in the day. So since I am not a musician, you know, I stay in my lane. I leave that up to him. But also, once I begin working with a musician, I know if the chemistry is right. First of all, I trust him as far as the music is concerned, you know, that it's going to be, I work with all fabulous, you know, well-seasoned musicians. That's never an issue. The important thing is that we have synergy, that we like each other, that I like what they're doing, that they like what I'm doing, and that, you know, we're a team up there. And so sometimes, you know, personalities don't mix, and a lot of people would say, oh, he really plays well, you know, forget what he has on, and, you know, forget this and forget that. And I say, but I can't, because when people are looking at me on stage, there's also four other people on stage too, and
exactly,
I want them to be just as dressed up as me, just as tight, just as entertaining, just as smiling when the audience, you know, applause for you, nod your head, and give back to the audience. All those things are where I get involved with the team and the music director, but I leave it up to him. And over the years, I know so many guys, like if one person can't attend a gig, I know who else to call. So,
oh, dig it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. You know, let's go right there, because see, Patti LaBelle says this all the time. She said, "I'm not nothing. I'm somebody, and I know my name is on the marquee, honey. But it's not just me. It's all of my people, and I know that's my mama. Okay, so when mama come out there, she makes sure that everybody who is on the stage who has something to do with it, you know, with the whole entire show, that they get their accolades, and make sure that there's that." Somebody knows their name and know what they were doing on the bass, on the so-and-so, on the this and all of that, you know. So it with your particular show, I like how you said, honey, I need you to be, if I'm coming out here sugar shit, honey, you need to be at least sugar.
Exactly. Right. I don't want to put somebody before an audience that I don't want to look at or that I don't want to listen to, you know. And when I'm on stage, I turn around and I look at my musicians, and I may look at one of them, and he's awfully handsome, and I might say, boy, you sure are handsome, and you sure can play that guitar. And that just pumps them up, you know, and it makes for a good change. And it makes the musicians feel good, too.
Exactly. And plus it adds to the show, because you know how the audience get off into all that kind of jazz and carry it on, and I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it. Now, let's talk about your earlier days before you started recording and going into, you know, the joints, honey. We're into the jazz clubs. We're into the speakeasies. We're into, you know, the mom and pop places. What was that journey like for you, you know, becoming the artist that you are now and getting the gigs and landing, you know, the projects and carrying on? What was that experience for you?
That journey, which continues today, that journey was so experienced, because sitting in is a part of real life school. You know, you can take all the singing lessons that you want to, but it's a different ball game once you step up on that stage and you have people looking at you. And so I can remember many a time leaving that stage, if I could have found a gun, I'd have shot myself with it. I sounded so bad. You know, it's a part of the experience. You're not born learning how to sing. You know, just because I took a year or a day or whatever of singing lessons does not mean that you get up on that stage and you produce what it is you would like to.
Right.
And it's a matter of learning over a period of time, at least for me.
You know what, that's for everybody, and for those who don't want to sit down there and be honest about it, because as an entertainer myself, I know, I just feel like I've done the audience such a disservice, especially when they come up there and say, oh, you did such a good job, and I'm like, oh, sweetie, you just be a nice. So you be a nice, and you don't want to hurt my feelings, girl.
Right, exactly. So you smile, and you say thank you, but inside, you know what went wrong.
Yes.
You know what you could have done better, you know.
Ooh,
so that's
like you said, looking for change.
Yes. So that whole journey of sitting in, you know, I would like go and beg the musicians, can I please sit in one song? Because that's not a given. You don't let everybody up on your stage. You know, people, even with my band, will come and ask me if I can sing or whatever. And if I don't know you, no, you can't. Because I'm being paid, you know, by a club owner to produce an entertainment show. It's not an open mic, you know. Sometimes there are opportunities for open mic. Sometimes also some musicians will come up to sit in. You know, if you know them, fine. If you don't, usually by the end of the show, you let people come in, because we've all been there. And so, you know, I don't want to ever get to the point where I think I'm so good I can't invite other people up there. But they're going through the same process that I continue to go through. I still look to sit in if I can, if I'm in an audience. And, you know, a lot of the musicians and people know me in New York, so they'll invite me. But sometimes I'll just politely go up to a band and say, look, you know, this is the case. Can I sit in with you? Because it's a great experience. It's the way that you learn, you know, how to work and play with other people. So it's all good.
Oh, okay. You just opened up a big old Pandora's box right there, and it's so funny because this episode came on It was rock, and his brother Joey was the trumpet player in Carrying On, just landed the gig, and the guy who was in the gig before him came to the set and said, "Oh, let me sit in on the number." And, you know, mm-hmm. then the boy ended up taking over the entire show, and then Joey mm-hmm. lost the gig and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a television mm-hmm. program.
Mm-hmm.
But when you just said that, you know, when you, and, you know, some folks come up to you like, you know, can we sit in and this, that, and the other. You know, what does that do to you in the synergy of the show? I know for me, because I've done a myriad of things. I'm an actor who sings, and I'm also a female impersonator and Carrying On. And there are moments where we have folks who want to come up and be a part of the show. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, you know, I mean, it's cute, but then they got bit by the bug, and then they want to act like it's their show, and, you know, you politely got to go, okay, sweetie, okay, go sit down. You know, thank you, but, you know, thank you. Give
mm-hmm.
her a hand so she can feel like she's loved, honey, and then move her on. And, you know, because just like you said, I'm the one getting paid for this. And see, now you done been up here long enough to where you're trying to cut into my paycheck numbers thing, and then we got bills to pay. And, that, you know, the baby needs shoes, her mama needs a new coat, you know, and all that kind of thing.
I understand. And that would be up to me to control, you know. But it's fine. It's fun. Whatever. That's why they call it show business. All kinds of things happen while you're performing. You just have to handle it.
Okay, for handling it. Now, let's go here, because during your journey, you finally got into the place where you were able to record your first CD all the way. And the two songs that I played earlier were from that particular album. What was that like for you to go into the recording studio and be like, okay, you know what, I'm finally doing this. I'm going to be a recording artist. What was that energy like, and what was that process for you?
It was marvelous, just marvelous. Okay. It was marvelous because I was, I just walked up some stairs, I'm sorry. You know, we have to multitask. Here.
Multitask, baby. I know. I'm
yeah. I worked with Cedar Walton, the great Cedar Walton's trio.
Yes.
And yes, and that was just unheard of for someone at my level to work with a great, but through connections, it happened. Had never recorded before, and it was a great experience for my first CD. Second CD was live, and this next CD I'm looking forward to going into the studio.
Oh, okay, dig it. Now, with your song selections, I know that you do a lot of, you cover standards and Carrying On. Have you gotten to the point where you're ready to write and you're ready to express yourself in that way? Or, you know, take a song. Maybe some of your band leaders have said, you know, girl,
mm-hmm.
I got a song, and let's play with this and see what you could do with it. What is that
yes.
experience for you?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Say that again.
No, I said, have you gotten to the point where you're writing some material or having some of the band members come up with some of the things that they've written, and you guys play with it and tweak it and jam with it and this, that, and the other? Or have you just decided to stay right now and put your own sound on a few classics and things?
I always want to write. I'm not a writer per se, but I do live a life, and that's how you write songs, based on life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just have to, you know, sit myself down, which I will, because for this next CD, I definitely want to include an original song or two of my own, and So I'm just playing around with different ideas now. So that will definitely happen. And selecting the right songs, that's always a challenge because you want to not make a CD with just songs on it. It's got to have a theme and make sense from one song to the next song. So we'll see. It's in the works.
Now, you know what? Now, see, you went right there to my question because I'm one who goes, who, you know, back in the day would sit down and make a little mixtape together, you know, a little mood tape or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure that the synergy was together and that the song told a story, if not by titles, but the music kind of matched up and it just wasn't all over the place. And
mm-hmm.
so as I'm listening to your projects, honey, I'm listening to the feel of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you take us selectively on a journey, and it's real cool. You know, like I said, I keep telling you, you hit my shoulders, girl. And so when I get into these shoulders, baby, I can actually see and visualize, you know, where the album is going. And that's what I love about it. I appreciate music like that because it takes me on. And see, that
mm-hmm.
way, when I get to the end, I always hit repeat because if I can sit down there and listen to a CD over and over and over and not know that it's repeating that much, then,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because I'm lost in the music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And your
mm-hmm.
CD does that for me. I'm like, ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you so much. That makes me feel really good.
Yeah, I can do that because it takes me along that journey, and what it does, it speaks to me in a language that is very rare these days. And see, I'm 45 now, so I'm old enough to know jazz, but some of my contemporaries don't. And,
yeah.
you know, we've
mm-hmm.
been bombarded with the hip-hop and the jazz
mm-hmm.
fusion with the hip-hop and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
But what I love about your work is that it's very clean. It's crisp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have a lot of the vocal affectations that a lot of these new cats are trying to do with the auto-tune and all that. You know, we just have just hey, this is
mm-hmm.
what it is. And it takes me
That's
back
right.
to a time where, you know, honey, okay, you get what you got, baby, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you like
mm-hmm.
it or you don't. And we still going to move on, you know?
That's
and
right.
I'm reminded
That's
of
right.
Rosemary Clooney. Before she passed, she was on Good Morning America. She was doing a new song, and I told
mm-hmm.
her everything. She said, oh, we tore that up, take it one more time. And wow. And
that's right.
When she did that, baby, we didn't even realize it was a mess. It was a mistake. She just swooped
mm-hmm.
it on in, and
mm-hmm.
the groove was still there. I'm still bopping to the groove and thing. I'm like, well,
mm-hmm.
you better do this thing, girl. And
yeah.
that's what I feel with your music.
Thank
you.
You
know,
thank
I feel
you.
That.
That's what jazz music is about, giving you the freedom to work on and perform, we'll say, maybe songs that were written 20 or 30 years ago that have a certain kind of structure. But what you do is you take it and you make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
You do things
mm-hmm.
with jazz. You sing ahead of the beat. You sing behind the beat. You repeat words. You're so free, you know, to bring your own improvisation to things that may be familiar to people, but once you do your version, it becomes, you know, refreshing and new.
Oh, I like that. Oh, exactly, refreshing. Exactly. You know, and
mm-hmm.
right there, let me go here. I'm going to play Shuli Bop, honey. Hold on, because see, you did this.
Okay.
For Sarah Vaughan. The entire song only contains two sentences. The rest of the song is in the language of cats.
Come on, girl.
The title of the song is Julia.
Oh, okay. Language of scat.
Okay.
Chagagadulia baba doobu
koobie. Oh, you did. Wait, because I'm. Don't do that. Don't. She tried to work with children. She tried to work me. You know, wait a minute. Let me ask you about that because, see, everybody think they could scat because they think they could mumble and carry on. What is the art of scatting, you know, musically, you know, and how did you come into it? Because everybody think they can, and child, and some folks just don't know how to do it and things.
Well, you have to understand. You have to understand your chords, your chord progressions. You have to know the song really well. You have to develop what's called vocabulary, you know, in order to fill in the song that you're singing, but you become the instrument. You become that trumpet that's improvising. Instead of the trumpet improvising, you are improvising, but you're doing it within the melody and the chords of the song. So, you know, I just play around with it, really. I would love to be able to scat better, but sometimes you need to know what you don't know.
Right.
That
right,
doesn't mean that that doesn't mean that I don't try. That doesn't mean that sometimes spontaneously when I'm on stage and all of a sudden the spirit hits me or one of my dead relatives
okay.
or something grabs a hold of me and I'm able to scat through a song, you know. So it really does take skill and heart and understanding.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
mm-hmm.
talk about the two CD projects and understanding the messages that you wanted to tell within these recordings. We have the first one that was All the Way. So explain to us what your goal was with that particular project in putting that together. You know, you start off with never make a move too soon, and then you end up with more today than yesterday. So what was that progression, and what is the essence of that particular project?
Well, at that time, that was, trying to remember what time that was recorded. That was my first recording, and so I basically went along with, I sang songs that I liked. I sang songs that I had rehearsed with my band leader, and I had a producer, by the way, by the name of John Schneider, and also Euless Cathy from WBGO Radio.
Yeah.
So between, yes, between those gentlemen and myself, now I really had no idea what I was doing or what direction I was going in, other than the fact that, you know, I was ready to venture
just
into
record.
recording. Right.
Uh-huh.
And so that's basically it. I can't say that there was any big theme other than the fact that I trusted, I put my trust in my music director who said, and you listen to the other people who said, okay, these are 10 songs that you're comfortable with. And we did, you know, they helped to look at the songs and make sure that the CD made, you know, some sense in terms of, you know, the jazz and the blues and the original, and that's how it turned out to be. The second CD again was recorded because I, on the spur of the moment, I had an opportunity to sing a live show at Birdland, and we were working on new material. We were working on some Billie Holiday material and some other songs. Like I didn't know what time it was, and that's how it came to be.
Wow. Okay, so that's very organic. Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Oh,
that is
very.
Yes,
see, that's what I love about this. Oh. See, I'm going back to the times, and I was a kid when all this was happening, but when singers would sit down there and, you know, they didn't come with a pre-recorded tape or whatever. They went up to the band leader and said, okay, you know, if you want me to sing, child, they had to go talk. Okay, I need you to, okay, we're gonna do this. What key, honey? I don't know what key. Just follow me. Okay, you know. And,
no, I don't. No, we don't do
and
that.
And then it became just, you know, that whole organic kind of thing. And then because, you know, for those who were lucky to say, okay, we've worked with this person before, you know, those live shows were always, you know, the treats. Kind of like what they said at the Apollo, you know, every now and again you get a little bonus because you get folks who come together for the first time and all that kind of stuff. But here, you know, that kind of organic feel that you just described, it's reminiscent of that for me, you know, and taking me through all of that of saying, okay, yes, we gonna ride or die this, baby. This is how we gonna do this. And okay, you know, we found some stuff that's gonna work, and now let's make sure that it does. You know, I love
yes.
that.
And right, and there was a trust, and we had a foundation, you know, to go into the studio and work from, a foundation of songs that I had been working on with the band, you know, for a while.
Right.
So,
okay.
You know, it's wonderful, but it's scary for me at the same time. You know, I wish I could say that I read music and play an instrument, because when you read music and you play instrument, of course it makes you a better singer. It makes you a better artist. So I do study, I do vocalize, you know, but for me, it can be a little scary because I'm learning as I go. You know, but here I am, grown a woman. So how much time do I have to continue growing? But that's how I feel. Like, gosh, I wish I had known this when I was, you know, 15 or 13 and really stuck with my piano lessons like my mother wanted to be. You know, I guess I'm just saying, you know, that I'm vulnerable and have, you know, insecurities that many artists have as you grow. And you know, you want to be good. You want to be the best. You want to do your thing all the time. And so I just put one foot in front of the other. And today's another day, and tomorrow will be another day after that.
Well, how about that? Now, you just said three different songs right there. Just put one foot in front of the other. Okay. Today is another day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay, and then tomorrow, honey, we'll be tomorrow. Okay, I love it.
When you think about it, that could have been lyrics to my next song.
That's I'm telling you, this is going to be in the archives, girl. Make sure you get a copy of it, child, and meditate on it. Let it hit you. Let the spirit come on now.
Okay, amen. Amen.
Okay. So now when you're doing your groove and doing your thing, are you on tour now? Where can folks find you and see you and this, that, and the other? Are you coming to Atlanta anytime? Because I'm in Atlanta now. So are you coming to Atlanta anytime soon? What is your tour schedule looking like?
To come to Atlanta. Actually, I'm not on tour now. My last tour was in Moscow, Russia. As of this year, I have no tour on schedule. I'll just say I'm touring the good old U.S.
Dig.
And I would love to come to Atlanta. I really, really, really would.
Ooh, Sambuca would love you. Sambuca Jazz Club would eat you alive.
Speaking of Atlanta, I forgot to mention, speaking of Atlanta, my stepsister, half-sister, that's such a terrible word. I don't like to say that. But anyway, it's Valerie Holiday from the 3 Degrees. Do you remember that group?
You know what? See, I'm working on bringing them onto the show.
No kidding.
No, I'm in the works with that now, child. Yes, I am.
Isn't that something? Yes. We share the same dad, Johnny Holiday.
Get out
of
here.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Isn't that funny?
Oh, now let me see you jazz up when I see you again, girl. Don't you work me.
Right, don't you work me.
But
in terms of where I'm working, for if any of your listeners are in the New York area on April 7th, the day after my birthday, I will be working at Iridium Jazz Club.
Uh-huh.
And my birthday is on the 6th. Billie Holiday's is on the 7th. There's a connection there.
I'm right there with you.
I'm just saying, right? And people can go on my website, CynthiaHolidayMusic.com, to listen to my music, see some videos, and look at my schedule, and hopefully come to my show and say they heard me on the radio with Big Meech, and that would just make my day.
Oh, darling, at Iridium, honey. Yes. Oh, I miss New York. I got to get back there real soon.
Absolutely.
I got to get back there soon. I miss New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
New York is a place.
Okay. I lived there for a small little spell.
Uh-huh.
It was 20 years ago now. Good Lord.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, however, every
time
I come there,
come back and see us.
It's been a minute since about a couple of years since I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I'm there, it whispers to me, you know, you want to be back here. And I'm like, ooh, but girl, I don't know if I can live here anymore. I love coming to visit, but I don't know if I can live here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I walk and every time I move, every time I get on them trains, child, it's like, you know, you want to be back here. And I'm like, and you know, I had to tell her, I had to close my ears. I was like, shut up. So I don't know. We will see. You know, we will see. But
yes, at least come for a visit.
I would love to come and be in your audience one day soon. And, you know, that way we can sit down, honey, we can vibe. I'm not going to get up there in the band. I sing, but I'm going to let you handle all that. Okay, I'm going to let you handle all that. Because, see, I'll be trying to get up there on the scat with you, girl. I can't. Okay, now.
Well, you just come and I will recognize you as my very special friend from Atlanta, GA.
Well, you know what? Wait a minute. That's healthy. Give everybody the website one more time.
CynthiaHolidayMusic.com.
Alright, well, my darling, you know, this particular time, this is just such a sacred time. It's very, just very serene right now. And what I want to do is say thank you for coming on and sharing just a little bit of your time with us and dishing some tea with us. You know, But you, before I let you go, because I have to go here, because I always like to ask my female artists this particular question. And
mm-hmm.
with you coming into the business and, you know, having to be on the road and dealing with a lot of men, you know, in
mm-hmm.
the band and carrying on, how do you maintain your dignity and your respect, you know, from this business called show? You know,
mm-hmm.
it's very wicked. It can be very treacherous. It can be very, very, very salacious. So how
mm-hmm.
do you maintain Cynthia, you know, without her, you know, having to pull her razor?
Well, I can tell you, you know, truthfully, the beauty of being a grown-ass woman is that you run your show based on what you want to do or what you do not want to do, what you will accept or what you are willing to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a kid. I'm fully grown. I know what time it is. So, if you know, as different things pop up, I just handle that accordingly to how I handle myself, period. Whether I'm in church or a club or wherever, I'm always me. I'm always the same person. You know, there are things I will do and things I will not do, things I will ask for and things I know enough to just shut my mouth about and just watch. So that's the answer.
Ha! And there we have it. Okay. Ha! And there we have it.
Stay in your lane. Stay in the lane and know what your lane is.
Okay. CynthiaHolidayMusic.com for more information. Cynthia, you've been absolutely fabulous, honey. You are such a joy. And,
Thank you.
I'm going to let you finish climbing your stairs, girl. And what I will do, okay, I'm going to leave us with this, honey. Yeah, take a listen.
Thank you.
Come on. Give it to me. Oh, I don't want to.
And that's all, baby. That there is all. Oh, it's such a joy, such a joy, such a joy, honey, to have such a sweet, sweet spirit. Again, Cynthia Holliday Music, that's Holliday with one L. CynthiaHollidayMusic.com for more information on how you can find out more about this sensational vocalist and about her music, her two recordings that she has, All the Way, and I Like What I See, okay? This has just been just a ticklesome. I'm just tickled. I'm tickled.
Huh?
I'm just so tickled.
Tickled?
I'm tickled, yeah.
How so?
Oh, darling, because just going through that little piano solo just on this last little doo-wop, honey,
mm-hmm.
just got me there. And see, I'm very, very much so into music that way. And see, when music tickles me and it gets up in me, see, right now I told you it's all in my shoulders. See, it stays
mm-hmm.
in my shoulders. And see, now it's like I got to move and I'm getting a little bouncy, you know. And carrying on. So it just tickles
well,
me, honey. And I'm
you.
Like, oh, okay, this is a feel-good tickle, honey. This is the feel-good tickle, you know.
Well, you can't see my face, but you can imagine I'm smiling from ear to ear. So thank you.
Well, I thank
really?
You, my darling,
mm-hmm.
for just being such
thank
a sweet
you.
Spirit with me and
thank
for coming
you.
On and just giving us a glimpse into the world of Holliday, honey, because she's a grown-ass woman, honey, that's the answer. And that there is the answer.
I had to let it out. I'm sorry.
I love it. So thank you for coming on, honey, and
yes.
anytime, when the third CD is ready to drop and you're ready to bring
thank
that
you.
To the world, honey, you have ample
mm-hmm.
opportunity here. We
uh-huh.
do a listening party here,
uh-huh.
right here on the air, honey, and take us through it. And we will do that right here.
All right, all right. I know your listeners love you because you are hilarious.
Oh, everybody, you know what? I had to. I depend on y'all. So many folks say that I think it's true. I'm just,
mm-hmm.
honey. Listen, you know, we're just going through it, just doing it, honey. This is just it, and that's the answer.
All right. Well, look, you just put New York on your calendar and let me know when you get here.
You know what? I shall. I promise.
Mm-hmm.
That I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, my darling.
All right.
You be
thanks
well, honey, and as you are blessed, you be a blessing as you always are.
Right back at you.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, the jazz vocal styling, that is Miss Cynthia Holliday, darling. And she said, that's all. Okay, that's all, darling. Oh, I'm just tickled right now. I'm tickled. Okay. Woo! Thank you all for coming in and being such a joy with me, honey, on this Tuesday, the 24th of March. For those of you who have birthday, I have like seven different people that I know who have birthdays. It's today. And, honey, all of you, my goddaughter Erica, my partner in crime from the days of Silk in the Afternoon, Ross Silk, George Marshall down there in Pontiac, Michigan, Anthony Ramirez, Monty Glass over here in Atlanta, and it's a couple others whose names I'm forgetting, and I knew I was going to do that if I started naming them. So, you know, all of you who are celebrating birthdays today, happy birthday. Yesterday was Chaka Khan's birthday. Sunday was Stephanie Mills' birthday. I think today is either Diana Ross's or Aretha's, and tomorrow's is either Diana's or Aretha's. So they're up in here somewhere, okay? The Divas, child. So, yeah, you know. So, all you March babies, you know, we're still in birthday celebration mode. Yes, we are. And so, I thank you all for coming out with me and for sharing your time and your love and your energy. One more time, CynthiaHollidayMusic.com. That's Holliday with one L. CynthiaHollidayMusic.com for more information on her recordings. Darling, All the Way, and I Like What I See. You know what? I'm going to have to end with that. I Like What I See one more time because, yeah, I Like What I See, honey. I'm going to have to learn that too myself. Okay, so listen to me, baby. If you love me, tell a friend, honey. If you hate me, tell an enemy. But do know this one way, shape, style, form, of fashion. This thing here that I'm doing, honey, will move forward. You may finish all of your crumpets because the tea has been dished, and you've been dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meats. Join me tomorrow. We're going to be speaking with Indira Malini Khan. This is Chaka Khan's daughter, darling. Yes, she's coming in. She's a daughter of soul, baby. She's coming in tomorrow, and we're going to get into her musical style. Now, she ain't her mama, but she is a Khan, and you will find out what I mean by that tomorrow. Okay? But right now, I got to tell you, I like what the hell I see. So I got to give y'all that one more time. Is that okay? I'm going to give y'all that one more time.
Check him out, because when I looked at his face, he was was looking back at me, his pretty brown eyes.